I'm kind of with Pastor Jeff and Pastor Carol that there's such a dripping anointing here in this place. And we certainly want to romance his presence here with us today and say his words and let him woo us and touch us and heal us and speak to us and change us. Isn't that what we all want? Change from glory to glory. And so, I'm going to start out. I was thinking how many of you probably don't know us yet. How many of you have met Pastor Dave and I? Just a few. So that's just it. A growing church. New life. Thank you, Lord. Name of your church. New Life Fellowship. Amen. So I thought I'd tell you a little bit about myself so we could get to know each other. And the topic that I'll be speaking on, I was mentioning to Carol, my title, if we title things, it's called Maintain Peace. And I want to tell you why that's important to me and probably important to all of our lives. And it's a phrase that my husband has said to me over the years and still does, maintain peace. So I think we can all grab onto that today. Amen. So I'm Jeannie Kaufman, and I love that topic of maintaining peace because it's part of my identity that goes back to when I was 19 years old, which is 44, 45 years ago, a long time ago. And so let's just go ahead and start with a scripture, if you want to open your Bibles, and then I'll give a little bit more of my testimony. But Philippians 4, verse 6 and 7. How many have that underlined in your Bible? The Lord is actually telling us, don't worry about anything. We'll have some different translations here, but it says, pray about everything. Let the peace of God, it says it passes all of our understanding. We're going to let that peace, can we say that out loud? Let that peace that passes our understanding, it says guard our heart, but so importantly, at least in my life, guard my mind in Christ Jesus. So we are going to maintain peace today, and I believe that as shalom is released in the atmosphere, the Prince of Peace is here. Isaiah says, his name shall be called Wonderful, Counselor, Almighty God, the Prince of Peace. He's here with us. And that will even rise to higher levels of maintaining peace, whatever it is, the things that Carol alluded to, things that life we go through in life. The ability with his presence, I tell you, it's all about his presence. We honor you here, Lord, and being able to stay in peace. So that's what I want to visit with you about. And I want to agree with Carol's prayers, and will you pray with me? Father, thank you that the Prince of Peace is here. Jesus, you are our Lord. You are our Prince of Peace. And if there's anything in our life, any area of our life, maybe it's a marriage, maybe it's something with a child, finances, health, whatever it is, any thief of our peace, we address that today. And we pray that there will be a higher level of anointing, a new shalom into every area of our life, peace in our minds, peace for our bodies, peace for our souls, peace in our homes, peace for those of us who are married. Peace in our husbands' lives. Peace in our children's lives and in our grandchildren. Oh, God, we thank you that we just see this oil, this anointing oil of Jesus dripping from our lives into our households, into our family units, into our relatives, nieces, nephews, cousins. You're so great, God. We thank you, Lord, that the peace of God that passes our understanding, guards our hearts and our minds in Christ Jesus, and it covers everyone that we care about, for Lord, you care about them. Thank you, Lord. We pray in Jesus' name. Everyone said, amen. So I'm just going to touch briefly on my story, but I grew up in an alcoholic home. I'm seeing this thing through the corner of my eye. It's like, what is that? Is it my hair? And I grew up in Pierce, South Dakota. I have a twin brother. Anybody a twin here? Oh, of course. I knew there was something, something close to my mind here about a twin. Yay. Our family, we were Irish Catholic, and we had a lot of alcohol on both sides. So our siblings, a lot of my siblings and myself, that was the road that we were on at the age of 19. The Vietnam War was going on, so that brings you back to whatever age group I'm in there with that. But I went to college at SDSU, and that first year tried to find what my life was, what was my purpose. But the thing that changed my life was the Bible verse that we just opened up to. It was Philippians 4, verse 6 and 7. And there was a girl down the hall, then fast forward to my second year in college, my sophomore year. And so fast forward, and there was this verse that she told me about. Because I had said to her, I didn't feel like I was the type of person who worried then. I didn't know what, there were so many things going on, which pick one. So my twin brother was drafted, very closely drafted to the Vietnam War, and there was alcohol, and I didn't have any peace at all. So when this beautiful girl down the hall told me about that verse, Philippians 4, verse 6 and 7, she indicated to me that I could apply it to my everyday life. And that was something I'd never heard about that before. She wrote it on a note card for me. And she said, you can memorize this. You can put it under your pillow at night. And I began to say that verse every night. And shortly, a few months after that, the seed of the Word of God births life. And soon after that, I was born again. And now taking that whole new direction, and now all my brothers and sisters are born again. My one brother, Kevin, he's our associate at the church. My twin brother's born again. And God, through all that, God is faithful. I want to encourage anyone here today who's standing and believing, God is faithful. And if we can continue to hang on to his word, and don't give in, don't give up, and don't give out. God is faithful. And that seed of the word of God, all the seeds that you have planted, are there's a nurturing, the sun is shining on them, there's a watering, and growth is taking place. God is working. So thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord, for that growth. So I dearly love the topic of peace. And soon after that, my husband and I were married, and so we'll be married 41 years this year. By the grace of God, anyone married? By the grace of God. It's his grace, his word, and agape love that is our testimony. And so I want to describe a little bit about this word, peace, and three things that I feel that the Lord will address during this time that we have here. Three thieves of our peace are discouragement, getting our feelings hurt. Uh-oh. These are things I work on anyway. And what was my third one? Well, being hard on ourselves. There's so many things that we could address, but I believe by the spirit of prophecy that those were some things that the Lord was going to touch with his love today and help us, that he'll lift discouragement. I don't know how he does it, but by his spirit, he lifts discouragement. If we're beating ourselves up, that's no fun. God's going to help us today. And I would think by the time I'm this age that I wouldn't get my feelings hurt. I would think, how can I still be getting my feelings hurt? But God helps us. And some of us are sensitive. But today the Holy Spirit is going to help us to not take things so personally and to realize it's not about us at all. It's usually about hurting people hurt people. But praise God for a Teflon anointing today, that things are going to roll off of us in a smoother, easier way than they have in the past. So when we maintain peace, the peace that passes our human understanding, some of the definitions of peace are completeness. Can I just release this into the atmosphere? Completeness. You are complete in Jesus. You lack nothing. I want to say shalom over every life here today. Soundness. When we're at peace, it means there's a wellness in our heart. It also means I can hear my husband's voice. He's given a good word. Shalom. We're safe. Grab hold of this. We're well. It says shalom. When Jesus gives us his shalom, he said, let not your heart be troubled. You believe in God, believe also in me. And he says, in this world, you're going to have some troubles. You're going to have some tribulations. But he said, cheer up. Cheer up. Everyone say, cheer up. Cheer up. I have overcome the world. And so he lives. He releases his peace to us. And it also means to prosper. It means some form of friendliness, which I think is a beautiful thing. I know a lot of women who are lonely, and I pray for shalom to come today. And I'm just being real transparent with you today. Over the years, we've pastored for 35 years, and there were women in my life I thought, oh, this is going to be my friend. This is going to be my soulmate. And I saw relationship after relationship walk out of my life, and it really did hurt. And it wasn't what I thought it was going to be, and it made me sad. But when there's shalom, there's a touch of his glory. When there's shalom, there's a peace that is like a cocoon around about us. And I want to say today that no matter what age you are, that I do believe that the Lord wants to touch and meet that soulish arena of friendship so you can have heart to heart. I'd look at movies on TV, and I'd see, you know, four ladies at a coffee table talking, and I'd go, oh, that looks so fun. Couple girls out jogging. And I mean, some of this isn't that long ago, but I want to tell you, the Lord has provided. and a couple girls jogging, I think, oh, I wish I had a girl to jog with or walk and lose some weight together with or things like that. So, but shalom means there's a friendliness and a need met. There is a, let's see, safe in our mind. Oh, hallelujah for that. Peace, shalom in our minds, in our bodies, or in our estate. Figuratively, to be completed, to make amends, to make good, and to be tranquil. So I think that's things that we all long for. One author says that our mind, that the normal state of our mind is to be calm. So when my husband tells me, maintain peace, stay in peace, that's God's idea. And there's such peace here in the room. Are you soaking it in? I believe there's an anointing here for sweetness, too. I appreciate the things that you mentioned, Carol, that what you felt when you walked into our door. And life can make us bitter if we let it. But you know, when that tree, that branch was in the Old Testament, was thrown into the water and the bitter waters became sweet. And that's what the cross has done. The cross has come into our life, and anything that was bitter, that Jesus, right now, there's a sweet anointing coming from within. And thank you, Lord. You're sweetening us up. Amen. Yes, amen. So right now I'm going to take some time and I'm going to declare some verses over our life. And one time that was specifically precious to me when my husband said to maintain peace was he's making different trips to India. And one trip that we're praying about another one this year, one trip I wasn't with him and there was some bombing going on in Hyderabad or one of the cities. And he diligently, and I appreciated it, he called me right away and he said, "You're going to hear something on the news." And he said, "I want you to maintain peace." And so sure enough, and I won't get into that all story, and he's safe and he's home, and thank God for Psalm 91. And so maintain peace. I actually meant to bring a plaque that I have up on my, you know, those chalkboards you can write, change the signs and whatever you want to say for the day. I keep maintain peace on mine, and I meant to bring that today, but his word will not fail. So Luke tells us, glory to God in the highest. It says, and peace, goodwill toward all women, toward all men, toward all young people, all grandmothers, all mummies, all sisters, all friends. Peace and goodwill toward all men. Thank you, Lord. It's this peace that passes our human understanding. Spiritually, it says, therefore, being justified by faith, it says what? We have peace. We have peace with God through our Lord Jesus Christ. And I just want to address anything here today. Sometimes people, they've known the Lord for a long time, but you can hear a voice saying, you're not saved. And I want to say today, that's a voice of a stranger. Any voice, any thought you get that isn't saturated with peace, laced with peace, is not from the Lord. And his word is his voice. And that's why it's so good to know the word. So if you get a crazy thought, like, I don't love that person anymore, you can say, my father would never say that. That thought has no peace with it at all. And I reject it. Corinthians tells us what? Cast it down, and we can get rid of it, and we can stay in peace. We're going to maintain peace. Can we declare that right now? I'm going to maintain peace. Let's say maintain peace two more times.
Maintain peace.
Shout it out.
Maintain peace.
There. Doesn't it just feel good? Thank you, Lord, for your peace. He was wounded for our transgressions. Isaiah 53:5. He was bruised for our iniquities. The punishment, the chastisement for our peace, for our peace, was upon him, and we know that by his stripes we are healed. Sozo, it is well with you. I believe prophetically right now that the Holy Spirit is saying through me, you're doing better than you realize. Holy, holy Lord. That is so real. You are doing better than you realize. You are a carrier of the glory. Shalom says there's nothing broken, nothing missing. Wholeness, peace, wholeness. Shalom, you're doing better than you realize. It is well. It is well. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Father, for this daughter. Oh, yes, it is well. Peace. You don't have to figure a thing out. Can we just allow ourselves to rest in him? We're not very good at that, are we? We've got so much to do. There is a river whose streams make glad the city of our God. And we all know Psalm 23, he leads me beside the still waters. I just pray today, not necessarily if this might not fit you, but for all of us, that for where there's been just clamor in our minds, racing thoughts. Come on. Spinning. Sometimes I've told my husband, I'm spinning. He says, well, don't spin. But that there's a peace here right now, just to bring a calm from the crown of our head to the soles of our feet. Oh, thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Let's just revel in that for a minute. We don't want to rush him, do we? We don't want to rush the Holy Spirit. Maybe we haven't even let ourselves sit down like this for a while. He's here. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. We glory in your presence, Lord. Lord, you're doing things right now. It would take counselors years to figure out. His name shall be called Wonderful Counselor. Just let him love you right now. Let the shepherd love you. Let Jesus love you. Thank you, Lord. I'm going to keep reading his word. It says, in Christ Jesus, you who are sometimes far off, right now you are made near by the blood of Jesus. It says, he is our peace. He's made us both one, and he's broken down the wall of division for us that we might be reconciled to God. Thank you, Lord, for this reconciliation. Jesus, in Colossians 1:20, Jesus made peace through the blood of his cross to unite all things to himself. Of course, Galatians talks about peace as one of the fruits of the Spirit. Love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, temperance, faith. Against such there is no law. And then John 14:27, Jesus said, peace I leave with you. It's a lasting peace. I think there's been in our lives, you know, we'll have peace and then we lose it, and then we have peace and then we lose it. But Jesus said, I leave peace with you. Peace I leave with you. My peace I give to you. Not as the world gives, give I unto you. Let not your heart be troubled. That's the next part of that verse. Neither let it be afraid. Then he goes on to talk about our mansions. So, but to walk in peace, it's a supernatural thing right now that he's doing right now. Because I think, I don't know about all of you, but I know for my life and maybe for a lot of you, you know what it's like not to have peace. I want to tell you openly today, I would be in a mental institution if it were not for Jesus. And there's insanity in our lineage. And my mother was in a mental institution with brain damage from alcohol. And she didn't know us, but God, every time I say something, I don't want to forget to say God brings restoration. Because when my twin brother and I went to visit her, and I'd just been born again, and I was, 19 years old, and we brought her flowers, and she ate them, and our hearts broke, and my dad continued to drink, but I started going to Sunday school. And I'd never, in my denomination, I didn't know about Sunday school. I didn't know that the Bible had two testaments. I didn't know it had the old and the new. And I didn't know anything about the Word of God. And I didn't know that Jesus would live inside of me. His Spirit would come and live inside of me. I thought he was way far away in the clouds. But I found out all kinds of things that says that the Lord is near you. The Word of God is near you, nigh you, even in your heart and in your mouth, the word of faith that we speak. And thank God for adult Sunday school and a man there named Gordon Brown. He's the man that led me to the Lord in Pierce, South Dakota. And he told me regarding my mother and her condition. He said, Jeremiah, do you not know that I am the Lord, the God of all flesh, that there is nothing too hard for me? And I was like, boom, okay. Then this isn't too hard. And over a period of 10 months, and I believe as these testimonies come out, if you know someone with mental illness or alcoholism or drug addiction, please know right now that we are a family in our generation and then the next generation. We've been free from that curse. And as I testify, grab hold of the anointing, because the Bible says that the testimony of Jesus is the spirit of prophecy. So as I'm testifying about Jesus, there's a spirit of prophecy and prophetic words that we can grab hold of. So Gordon Brown, he told me that with God, nothing is impossible. And over the next 10 months of then, my mother went. She had been the valedictorian of DePaul University. Yes, it's true, in Chicago, Illinois. And the nurses would begin to say, please bring her more reading material. She's reading every magazine in the place. And within 10 months, through the power of Jesus' name, whose name we find soundness and wholeness and shalom, peace, my mother was discharged and went home to live with my dad for another 8 years. And it's a remarkable thing. We could probably all stand up and testify of miracles that the living Christ has done in our lives. So the word of God becomes part of us and we know it, we don't read our Bibles to get an A on our report card from God. We read our Bibles to find out what God says. Knowledge is power. Can we say that together? Knowledge is power. So when something comes, it's like, well, oh, you know, there's all kinds of sayings nowadays, like God maybe wanted that angel in heaven, or it's like, wait a minute, what does God say about this? So the more you know about God's word, the more powerful you'll step forward, and there'll be an increase. This is coming by the Spirit. There's an increase in your sphere of influence. The prayer of Jabez, Lord, enlarge my borders. And so I'm going to go ahead and read a few things about benefits. Why is it so great to walk in peace? And I believe this meeting goes till about 5:30-ish. Okay. And thank you, Lord. So many benefits of shalom. So many benefits. Peace. We're peacemakers. How many of you are peacemakers? I know you are. You're always trying to heal relationships. Yes. Okay, I'm going to read through these rather briefly, but later, if you want a copy of these, we're printing some of these off, and you can take them home, do a Bible study, just study. Benefits of peace with God, quiet, peaceful homes, 1 Timothy 2. The promise of peace for our children, isn't that always at the top of our list? Our children, our grandchildren. That's Isaiah 54:13. All of your children shall be taught of the Lord and obedient to him. Yes, Lord, and great shall be their peace and their undisturbed composure. Thank you, Lord, for your word, so we can declare the word of God. Put God in remembrance of his word. God, say, God, you said this in your word. He loves to hear his word. Peace and decision making. How many want that? We've got that, don't we? I know you pray about everything. And just follow peace. Follow peace. It says, Isaiah 55:11, you shall go out with joy and be led forth with peace. So if you need to make a decision, Jesus was never in a hurry. You don't have to rush. Like, oh, I got to buy that couch now because it's on sale and I don't know. You know. It's like, wait, let's just, okay, follow peace. We're going to stay in peace. Passes all of our understanding. It's guarding our heart and our mind. This one's a good one. I'm jumping over a few of these, but it says, peace at all times in every way. Amen? Yes, Lord. 2 Thessalonians 3:15. It says, now the God of peace himself give you peace always, by all means, in every way. That's pretty good, isn't it? Thank you, Lord. Let's say again, maintain peace. Maintain peace. Maintain peace when we get that phone call that we weren't expecting. Amen? Maintain peace when you get a doctor report that you weren't expecting. And we did write a book on our daughter, who is now, I think she's 39. Did you ever think you'd forget your kids' ages? It's like I remember my dad would say, "How old are you now?" And I'm like, "Dad." But my daughter, she's a walking miracle. She is, at age 6, we got the doctor report no one ever wants to get, that she had a rare incurable disease, a muscle skin disease called dermatomyositis. She had inflammation of the muscles and weakness of the muscles, fever. And I think, like Pastor Jeff mentioned, for 12 years, we kept going to the Word of God. And it's simply His grace. We don't have a formula. I have dear friends who've lost loved ones. It's not like we did this great thing and you didn't. You know, we want to elevate the Word above every circumstance, above every symptom. Our daughter's name is Angela, and she was one of those perfect kids. I mean, seriously, you know, some kids are like easy. She was like easy. But she was sick from, say, age 6 to 18, 12 years. That's a little girl that never complained. If you met her today, you've met her. She's amazing. So through it all, we'd get reports. And I think part of it, I maybe went numb, so it seemed like peace. But we just kept going back to what God said. And in Isaiah, it says, "Have you not heard? Have you not known that the Creator, the everlasting Creator, He doesn't get weary and He doesn't faint?" And I really needed that verse. I know, especially one night when it was for us back then, it was kind of late. My sister-in-law called me at 10 o'clock. It's Isaiah, some of you can probably hear it, 40 verse 31, verse 28 through 31, right in there. And we'd gotten another phone call that wanted to, come on, rob us of our peace. A peace thief. You ever have a peace thief? Someone let you down, a phone call, the bank account. Maybe you're just beating yourself up. But my sister-in-law called me and she said, "I know it's late," she said, "but could I ask someone here to open their Bible and read that?" And I believe it's chapter 40, so if it isn't, we'll go with the other flow. But like Isaiah 40, 28 through 31. Come on. Yes. There. But there. Thank you. Thank you. We received that, Lord. And that night, when my sister-in-law called me and gave me that word, it's like, you know, I was able to focus again. We don't want to focus on anything but Jesus. And He is the Word. The Word became flesh. This is why your Bible is so important. The Word became flesh, and He dwells among us right now. We behold His glory. The glory is of the only begotten of the Father, full of grace and full of truth. So I got my eyes back on what God says. And I pray right now in the name of Jesus, could each one of us just get our eyes right back on what God says? What does God say about your situation? What is God saying about that thing, that peace thief that has tried to, that discouragement that has tried to come in and get you worked up, get you all riled up? No, we refuse that. Can you put your spiritual foot down today? Sometimes I just like to put my right foot down. Can you do that while you're sitting? Put your spiritual foot down. I refuse to be discouraged. Not when we know Him. I refuse to get my feelings hurt. And please, I'm 64, yes. if I'm still working on it, don't be too hard on yourself. I mean, I'm a lot better than I used to be, but I even read an article about it. Like, there's a, they have a label for everything, right? Hypersensitivity. But, you know, that's a thief of our peace. If I get my feelings hurt, bless my husband. He said, 41 years later, what did you mean by that? Did you mean, no, honey, I did not mean that. Are you sure? And then I bring it every angle. Like, I get healed by talking it out. And so the years have passed. He's so patient with me. I mean, now he'll like, I say, you don't have to say anything. Just listen. And then when you said that, then I thought this. And then, so then I thought, well, if that happened, then I better just do this. And he's like, mm-hmm. And he doesn't get it at all. But when I'm finished, and it usually works out. I mean, it's not perfect, but, you know. But he'll go like, well, I'm glad you feel better about that now, honey. So, and then I'm off and, you know, I got my peace back. And I refuse to let that hypersensitivity rob me of my peace. And then the other thing, let's see, what was the other thing? Oh, yeah, being hard on yourself. Let's just find a scripture to realize how loved we are. How anointed we are. There's a mother in our church, and then I think we'll spend the rest of our time, and I want to pray and bless you and see how the Holy Spirit moves. There's a mother, she's 96 in our church, and I met her soon after my mother passed away. She was only 66 at the time. But anyway, Mama Perry, you know Mama Perry, for years, we'd have a Bible study in her home and this and that, and or, you know, she's a pillar in the church, and she'd just come up to me and she'd go like this. You're anointed. And I'd be like, you're kidding. And then the next week she would tell me, you're anointed. And suddenly, not suddenly, slowly, I began to believe it. And what was she doing? She was speaking the word. Because it says in 1 John, you have an anointing from the Holy One. It says, and you know all things. So that was pretty amazing to have someone say that. But I want to say that over everyone here today. I want to say you're anointed. Because we can be our own worst enemy. You are anointed. You carry his glory. I believe you carry a peace to be a mender of the, how's that scripture go? Healer of the breach. Repairer, thank you. Repairer of the breach. Yes. Yeah, that you can just bring a softness. I see just such a softness in you. And I see a real light in your eyes that there's no guile in you. There's a kindness and a sweet anointing that brings relationships back together. And I believe it is with ease. Thank God when it's his spirit that we flow in it. Amen? You flow in it. Oh, thank you, Lord. With such ease. Thank you, Lord. Let's all receive that. Yes? Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. You don't have to strive. We pray in tongues for a minute together. Let the peace that passes our human understanding guard our heart, guard our mind in Christ Jesus. Luda bahasa hafoko baka hasia da da vosara di andi ataka. Rada bohosa hafoko baka hasia da da vosara di andi. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Riada da da di ada da vokasia da da di anda. Can I walk back here with this microphone on without feedback? I bless you in the name of the Lord. You're already blessed. But we just bless your generation. How old are you? 17. Thank God for 17-year-olds. Amen. And I bless you today. What's your name?
Aaliyah.
You are carrying a strength in your voice. Your voice is a voice for your generation to preach good news, to bring hope to your generation. But Aaliyah, is that correct? Aaliyah. Also to every generation. And I want to encourage you today, don't let anyone rob you of your voice. I only know this by the Spirit, but I believe you have a beautiful voice. Amen? Amen? I believe you have a message. I believe you have good news. And I believe that everything that was the anointings that have been brought out here today are bringing a healing to your inner man. I want to speak shalom over you. I want to speak greatness over you. I see greatness in you. I see the God of the impossible working through you. Do you know Jesus as your Savior? Amen. You've given him your life. Will you stand up here? Let me see your eyes. Yeah. Amen. Amen. I bless you today. Would you be, would it be okay with you to speak, repeat a declaration that I say? Okay. Father God, in the name of Jesus, I will use my voice for your glory. I will praise you. I will speak for you. I will preach and I will sing for your glory. Be it done to me according to your word. Amen. In Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. You're lovely. You're a lovely girl. Do you have peace in your heart? All to Jesus I surrender. I'm giving it all to you. Yeah, his glory's all over you. It's all for his glory. You're beautiful. I have an 8-year-old granddaughter, and she's 8. Oh, I just said that. But she's beautiful, and I say, all for God's glory. Amen. Thank you, Lord. Can we use the last couple minutes to pray and prophesy one to another? Amen. So how should we do this? Let's see. Okay, so you guys could turn around. So this would be like partner, 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 like that. And same. Partner, 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 partner. I mean, it kind of like that. It won't be perfect. But so find a partner. And we have Holy Ghost labs at our church. And I'd like to take the rest of this time for each one of you to make a declaration. If you need a Bible verse, like I said, we don't have them printed yet, but you can declare a Bible verse. But just stop and listen to the Holy Spirit. It might just be one word, but every age group here hears his voice. And would you take this time now to bless someone else? Because you'll be a new, fresh voice for them. And if you see something in the Spirit, like an apple, say it. Because it might mean something to that person, even if it doesn't make sense to you. So let's go ahead and ask the Lord for our ears are open. Lord, our ears are open to hear what you are saying as we bless our partner. We give him a word, and may this word of shalom and peace be sealed in every life here, in all the lives who are near and dear to us. We pray in Jesus' name. Everyone said, amen. Amen. Okay, so go ahead and find your partner. And if all you can think of to say, you know, if you're like, oh, I have no idea what to say, just start out by saying, I bless you. I bless you. I bless you. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Peace, peace. Wonderful peace. Coming down from the Father above. Sweep over my spirit. Forever I pray. In fathomless billows of love. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. We hear thou from heaven. We hear thou from heaven. Peace, shalom. There's nothing broken. There's nothing missing. Reveal and seal to our hearts. Every word that is spoken. Thank you, Lord. So strong, Carol. It's amazing. It is amazing. You're a mountain mover and a water walker. Mm-hmm. I mean, even, you know, the way you carry yourself, there's authority in every step. We're not always even aware of it, but it's such a beautiful thing. The host of people that are drawn because of your calling, your obedience. You move mountains. Oh my, you Jeff have just changed this whole region, not just North Dakota.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Thank you, Lord Jesus, that you are more than enough.
Yes, 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 yes.
Let your mercy just be all over my baby's wisdom, every pore, to those that she needs, to those that she ministers to, give her wisdom and discernment to those that she ministers to, that her words would be your words.
Mm-hmm. We bless you, Lord. Peace, peace, peace. Is there anything else that you wished for this meeting or see? Okay. Thank you for saying that. I'd be happy to pray with anyone. If you'd like to pray the prayer of agreement, I am thrilled to do that. So should we... Hi, Carol. No, I just wasn't sure if the meeting was over. And, okay, all right. So, oh, no, that's okay, sis. I just didn't know should we close the meeting and then?
What time is it? Oh, quarter, yeah, let's do that.
Close?
We'll close. I mean, you can linger in here while we get things set up for supper and that. But we do, you know, there's joy in the Lord too. Honestly, that's what it's about. He's here to bring us joy. So let's fellowship together and let's try and lend our conversation.
Okay.
To the topics
yeah.
At hand as we're visiting over supper tonight. Let's not talk about the weather, politics.
Mm-hmm.
Let's share what's on your hearts with one another and be an encouragement to each other.
Hey, that's a good word. Right? Yes. Yes.
Okay, thank you so
much.
Yes.
This is kind of for my benefit, but are you at peace? Are you feeling his peace? His presence? Okay. We want to honor him. And she's good. That's very good. The Lord bless you and keep you. You guys help me with this benediction. The Lord make his face to shine upon you. The Lord be gracious unto you. May the Lord lift up his countenance upon you and give you peace. In Jesus' name, everyone said, amen. Amen. All right, so let's go ahead and, like Carol said, if there's testimonies, throughout to share testimonies, and I'd be happy to pray with everyone, anyone. Amen.
Amen.